This is episode 1015. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you today? I want to welcome you and honor you for what you're doing for yourself as you get ready to meditate. So whether you're getting ready to sit down into your meditation space to do the technique I'll be sharing with you today, or whether you're out walking around doing errands, listening to these episodes, and just learning a little bit about meditation, it's all good. Now, I am excited to share with you today part 6 of our 7-part meditation series on the brain-heart connection. And we have this week been doing something a little different than we usually do. So I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is always customized around a weekly theme, so you can explore a topic in depth. Well, this week, what we're doing that's a little unusual is that we're doing this same exact technique every day for an entire week. And this is a technique that's from the Heart Math Institute. In fact, it's their technique that they recommend that you do for at least 3 minutes. And they claim that this is a technique that helps to instantly calm your mind and body. And also, it helps to stimulate that brain-heart connection. And so what I've been doing this week is I've still been sharing some of the meditation techniques that I share with you each day. I've been layering those right in with the Heart Math Institute technique that they share. So we've been exploring the same technique, but you've had the option to do some other techniques that I'm sharing with you throughout the week, right along with that Heart connection meditation technique. Well, as it's Friday, of course, this may not be a Friday for you. You can listen to these meditations in any sequence you want. They don't follow a specific order. In each episode, you get a full guided technique. But I do share certain techniques on certain days. And at the end of the week, which is for me, a Friday, for many people, Friday is the end of the week. You're finishing up work. And I like to share with you an herb that you can explore, because herbs can benefit you in a similar way as meditation techniques. They're powerful. And as always, you want to check with your physician just to make sure that any herb that I share with you here on the podcast is going to actually support you, especially if you take other medications or you're pregnant or are nursing. So just want to check with your physician if you are in any of those situations or if you're not really sure about any kind of herb. But that being said, don't be afraid of the herbs. Just pay attention to how you feel as you're taking different herbs. So what I think I'm going to do is start off with the herb, and then I'll go ahead and share with you the Heart Math Institute meditation technique that you can take into your meditation and do it for at least 3 minutes today. So the herb. This is an herb I selected because it has benefits for your heart. And that herb is hibiscus. It's an herb I've shared before here on the podcast, and it's worth sharing it often because it is so supportive of your heart health. And heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in the country of the United States where I live. And I think that actually cancer has been sneaking up and is maybe neck and neck with heart disease. But you also may live in an area or country where heart disease is very prevalent. So hibiscus tea is a tea you might want to check out. What it can do for you, it helps to manage high blood pressure and high cholesterol. It also helps with your digestion. It reduces inflammation. And as you know, inflammation is a marker for many diseases, including cancer. And hibiscus also supports your liver health. So this tea you can buy, I always recommend organic. If you buy the leaves, you can steep them in hot water, not boiling water, because you don't want to scald the herb. Just put about 1 to 2 teaspoons, just depending on how you like your tea, if you like it a little stronger. And that is about 5 to 10 milliliters of loose leaf herb. And just add it to 1 to 2 cups or 240 to 480 milliliters of hot water, but not boiling water. Put a lid over it so that the essential goodness doesn't escape in the steam, and steep it for 5 to 10 minutes. And then you can strain it into a cup and add a little honey and lemon. That's a great way to enjoy hibiscus tea. You might try it this weekend. That would be a fun thing to do. You can usually buy hibiscus even at grocery stores these days, although you might likely find it at a health food store. You can also go online. So this is something new for you to try, hibiscus tea. Well, let's go ahead and get you going into the HeartMath Institute Heart Connection Meditation Technique. So as you settle yourself into your meditation space, or as you go about your day, you want to try the technique as you are maybe walking around doing errands, that's fine. Again, do it for at least 3 minutes. And I want to layer on a few of the techniques that I shared with you, customized around this HeartMath Institute technique. And I encourage you to focus right now on your heart center. Focus right at your heart. If you are enjoying chakras, energy centers throughout your body where you harbor emotions and memories, then your fourth chakra is all about your heart. That's right there at your heart center. The color is green. You could visualize green surrounding your heart. Green is an expansive color. The element of the fourth chakra is air. Air is also expansive. And you could repeat this week's affirmation, which is, I send love and gratitude to those around me. I send love and gratitude to those around me. You can mentally repeat this as you focus on your heart center. Keeping your eyes uplifted to the point between your eyebrows. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Spine nice and straight. Body's relaxed. And you could do the Hakini Mudra. There's a photo on the mudra at the Sip and Om Facebook page. It's S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M. And I always leave a photo there of the mudra. Well, the Hakini Mudra is very simple to do. This is a mudra that helps you to experience deep concentration. As you focus on your heart center and also a sense of interconnectedness. And to do the Hakini Mudra, you simply imagine that you're holding your hands right up at your chest, and then you are holding a ball in your hands, maybe even a tennis ball, and then touch the tips of your fingers together and the tips of your thumb together. So there's space in between your hands, but your fingertips and thumb tips are touching. Your fingertips are upward, your thumb tips are downward. That's it. Hakini Mudra. You could do this mudra as you do the meditation, and you can release it when you feel a little tired holding it. And you can also relax your hands with your palms upward or downward right there on your lap if you don't want to do the mudra. Mudras activate your nervous system in a similar way as do yoga postures or acupressure. It's just another way for you to take your meditations up a notch. And now for the HeartMath Institute Heart Connection Technique. As you're seated, sitting up straight, go ahead and give yourself 5 inhales and exhales. Gently, 5 inhales and exhales. And this will calm your body. And then you're going to move into calming your heart, your emotions. And to do that, you're going to move into your heart center and visualize and focus on someone you love, someone who means a lot to you, someone who inspires you, or even a place, a location that inspires you, that you love, or even something that you love that really lifts you up. So 5 or 6 rounds of gentle breathing, moving into your heart, visualizing someone or something you love, and then finally sending out that love to someone else. This is the technique, the HeartMath Institute. Do it for at least 3 minutes. It's a simple technique, and I bet you could do it for longer than 3 minutes. And if you would like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation, I do that over at my website on a membership site. It's called Sip and Om, SipandOm. And there I release a brand new meditation, just like I do here on the podcast. But I share a technique here on the podcast, but a full meditation at the membership site. It's actually called Slow Down Nation. You learn all about slowing down. You have access to over 1,000 meditations there, as well as a Facebook group of other meditators just like you. And you get a guide with all the techniques listed for each week's series, as well as a journal. So you can go a little deeper into your meditations. The journal is customized around the theme with different reflective questions each day. So you can check that out there if you want to go deeper into meditation, or if you really aren't sure how to meditate and you want some guidance, you will find everything you need there. For now, take this HeartMath Institute technique into your own meditation today, or even as you go about your day. 5 rounds of gentle breathing, then focusing on someone or something or some place you love. And finally, sending out your love and gratitude to those around you. You might keep your own journal and make note of how you feel after you do this meditation every day as you've been doing it this week. I'd also love it if you left me a rating and review over on iTunes if you're enjoying these meditations and these series. Those mean a lot to me. I read each one. They help me be better at guiding you, as well as others can find the meditations when you leave a review. I so honor you for what you're doing for yourself, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.